Chapter 33. I've been working my little butt off for you down here, Kelly Cruz said on the phone. Glad to know it's little, Jesse said. Perky too, Kelly Cruz said. Even better, Jesse said. What do you know? I talked to the Vic's parents, Kelly Cruz said. The old man is off in Happy Land someplace. Booze, denial, Alzheimer's, I don't know. But as far as he knows, everything is dandy and let's have a cocktail. How about the mother? She knows, and she doesn't know what to do with it, and so she pretends she doesn't know and let's have a cocktail. She know the twins aren't in school? Yes, Kelly Cruz said. I feel kind of bad for her. She know anything else? She knows that Florence was pals with Thomas Ralston. Son of a gun, Jesse said. And the twins, Kelly Cruz said, Corliss and Claudia, were also pals with Thomas Ralston. You got that from the mother, too? No, I did some follow-up, Kelly Cruz said. I'm trying to make Sergeant. Follow-up and a perky little butt, Jesse said. You're a lock. Yeah. Ralston led a pretty lively sex life. You want to hear? I do. Jesse said. Kelly Cruz told him everything she'd learned. Jesse listened silently. When she was through, he told her what he knew about Harrison Darnell. And Darnell's parked right beside Ralston, Kelly Cruz said. In the same harbor, Jesse said. And I don't think they call it parked. I think it's anchored, or moored, maybe. I'll make a note, Kelly Cruz said. So they both know Florence Horvath. They both have the same, atypical sexual interests. And they were both anchored in Paradise Harbor when Florence washed ashore. Yes, Jesse said. Does that seem significant to you? I might check it out, I was you, Kelly Cruz said. Thanks, Jesse said. You're welcome. But there's one other thing, maybe. Kelly Cruz said. One of the people I talked with down here, a girl, maybe 21, 22, mentioned that Florence Horvath seemed a little old for Thomas Ralston. She was 34, Jesse said. Well, no accounting for taste, Kelly Cruz said. Maybe he passed her on to Darnell. Darnell seems somewhat able to tolerate age diversity, Jesse said. I'll keep snooping around when I'm not busy with my real job, Kelly Cruz said. When she hung up, Jesse sat silently, looking at nothing. The scientists had established that all the tapes were recent. He wondered who the redhead was. He hadn't seen her on Darnell's yacht. There were several he hadn't seen. He had to talk with Katie DeWolf and her mother. He couldn't let it slide. She was 15. Her mother had to know, too. Molly hadn't mentioned the father. Sometimes he thought the fathers were harder. Maybe just because I'm male. He'd have Molly sit in. She knew the mother. When he sat at his desk, Jesse was more comfortable when he took the gun off his hip and laid it on the desktop. He looked at it now, lying there. Be simpler if they would let him just shoot people who deserved it. Who would decide? I would. What if you're wrong? Ah, there's the rub. He stood and went out to the desk. Can you arrange for Katie DeWolf and her parents to come see me? He said. Father's not around, Molly said. They divorced. Jesse nodded. I should be the one, Molly said. I know Katie, and I know her mother. Jesse nodded again. You're going to ask me to sit in, too, Molly said, aren't you? Jesse continued to nod. Molly stared past him for a moment, then she breathed in audibly. Any special time? She said. Soon as they can, Jesse said. But, you know, try to accommodate them. I'll be available. Molly continued to stare at nothing. Jesse could hear her breathing. I wish you could do it, Molly said. I can, but I thought it might be more comfortable for them if you did. It will be, Molly said. Jesse nodded. This is not going to be fun, Molly said. I never promised you fun.